now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep Time's Over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Recording live from Jawai, that's the dope, you know. Talking, reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Ibrow. That's right. Location worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep Time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's from mayor, but for now, lock it in for the show.
Sleep Time's Over. Your guests tonight include the woke moke, Sizzle, the citizen of Kane, Kyle Rudner from Kohana. We also have a ring around the rosy live performance by John Cozy. On the ones and twos, DJ Freeze. On the six, seven, eights, and nine, the sommelier to the stars, Scott Cameron. Your host tonight, DJ Zach Moore.
Well then.
Well done.
Which means Sky's back.
I'm back.
You're in the intro.
I didn't die.
Yeah, not dead.
I'm not dead.
Straight from stomach flu.
Straight from the stomach flu. 2 weeks of the stomach flu.
So, for the people that don't know, what is, in fact, the stomach flu?
A lot of this.
All right. There you have it.
So, it was like 2 days of like going in and out of fevers, chills, body aches. And then your body says, I'm going to reject everything you put
not
in
for
me.
Already. Yeah.
Yep.
So what did you eat? Do you remember what you ate that caused this?
Do you get stomach flu from food? I thought you just get it from just being around,
What?
I don't know. I had to go to...
Who specifically?
I actually had to go to urgent care and get hooked up to an IV.
Really?
Yeah, because I couldn't... I was so dehydrated and I couldn't hold... It was like drink water, it come right out.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, guys. But so, I'm alive. I lost 8 pounds, so catch that stomach flu diet, yo.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to say, like, can we give us a do's and don'ts of dealing with the stomach flu, but I guess you just drink water and then you shit out shit.
Yeah, it was pretty much soda crackers, chicken broth,
soda X.
Yeah. More a lot cracker, of electrolytes, a lot of Gatorade.
All
right. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
Well, welcome back.
Well, you guys held it down. I really enjoyed the episode.
Last week was fun. Freeze held it down. DJ Freeze, everyone.
Yeah.
Once again, the musical director that just hangs out in the top right corner next to me. That you hang in there. Because I don't know if you're in the shot, but then you...
I love the facial expressions, too.
Right, because then you're in the shot the entire time. And I don't realize this until after the fact where we edit the thing. But then you stand nicely. You stand with the hands in front of you. You know, as we talked about, you don't want the hands in back of you. You know, because look like arrests. But then he Freeze held it down. Sub-Zero was here. Good times.
Yep.
Tiffany was here as well.
That's right.
So good stuff.
It was a great show. It was a great show. You guys held it down, so...
Well, welcome back, sir.
Wish I could have been here, man. I was sick as a dog.
Right. That's all right. You're here. You're well. And we took a break, a 1 week off.
Yep.
Break as well. Mm-hmm. So we're back first week of August.
Mm-hmm.
We're new show again. What have you been? I guess you had the stomach flu.
Well,
for 2 weeks.
I watched
a
lot of TV because I was stuck in bed for about a good 6 days straight. I was going crazy. So binge watched a lot of stuff. We'll get into that later, but let's talk about what you've been up to first.
Okay, well,
you had a little event at Chingu, friend of the show.
Well, Jimmy Taco has his Taco Tuesdays, which Jimmy Taco had, shout out DJ Jimmy Taco, he had it previously at Scratch Kitchen, so he was trying to find a new venue for it, so he went to Chingu. And it's now apparently a weekly thing. It's going on as we record Tuesday night. He's there now.
Oh.
So it's apparently a weekly thing.
So weekly at Chingu now, it's a set thing.
Yeah, $3 tacos, carne asada, carnitas.
And was it packed?
Well, I went early, as you know, because I'm old.
Yep.
So I go there at 5 o'clock, and I see the good people at Chingu. So I go in there. Nobody's in there. I just walk in. I just, can I get, taco? And then Taco's in the back, so I can't. He's not, he's not putting on the show like how he's doing at Scratch. So he's hiding in the back. It's an empty spot. But the two gentlemen, and I will say they're gentlemen, they're young guys, they didn't know what to do because it's the first week. You know, whenever there's a first week of some event or something, nobody knows what to do. Everybody's scrambling around, looking at everybody. How do we pay? So I just said, can I get tacos? Can I get like 10 tacos? And I'm like, okay, $3. So all right, that's $30. And then they're confused by this point. And then they're looking at each other and they're like, okay, so that's $30. And then the guy looks at me and he goes, is that okay? I'm like, what do you mean? Is $30 okay? Isn't it $3? So I'm getting 10. Yeah. And then he's like looking really concerned. Like he thinks like, I'm not going to pay or I'm going to just run out and just like say $30 and run away. So he looked very concerned. Like nice Korean fella. Gentleman. He was a young Korean kid. Okay, so he looked like first day on the
concerned.
Job. He was concerned. So then I didn't have
Did
cash.
Did you look broke?
I mean, I just wear my attire I usually wear. So I go in. I tell them that. I wait for it. Comes out. Taco comes out. You know, shake the hand. Everything's good. Then they tell me it's cash only. So then I check my wallet. I only had $27 in my wallet. I was like, shit.
So you threw taco back?
So, well... Now they get really concerned. Now they're like, okay, I told them, oh, I don't want 30. I got 27.
And you can't
but
tip.
I got my wife's around the corner. She can just drive around and she can get me more cash for you. Is that okay? Are you sure? I'm like, what does that mean? Are you sure? I didn't say that to you. But they were like very concerned, like I was gonna run out. Like I'm gonna take the tacos. I wanna eat. Okay, I'm not gonna just skip out on this. So I'm just gonna get the cash, I'm gonna go outside. You guys gonna be okay or what? And then they just look really sad. This true story. He's two now. A second Korean has entered the scene here. So you got two Korean guys, look like maybe 21, 22, looking at me concerned and sad. So I don't know what to make of it. I run in. Laurie gives me the cash. She gives me a $5 bill. So now 27 plus $5 is $32. So I just give him all the cash, which was a mistake, because then that confused the hell out of him.
Right.
Because now he's got $32. He doesn't know what to do with. So he's got the $32. They're scrambling, trying to figure out how to give me change. Manager comes out of nowhere, another young guy, looks at both of them and says, hey, you fucker, just give him a five. You give him a five back, you fucks. I'm just like, I'm like. And then they got all scared.
Sounds
and
like a real class act over there.
Chingu.
Chingu, everyone. Guys.
But this is early. I'm not going to, you know. And, well, they look concerned. Young Korean guys at Chingu not doing well with the math. But then they got the tacos, excellent tacos. Everybody just go down there.
Yeah, five mic tacos, one mic math.
Easily won Mike Math.
All right, we got it.
That was not good. Not good at all. So that was a good spot at Chingu, Taco Tuesday.
Which we'll probably never be there. We can only go on the last Tuesday of the month when we take our break. Yeah.
As we do the last week, we take off, right?
And then you attended another event at the Dragon Upstairs.
Yeah, so that I attended with the Lord. Lord Flores, of course, you know, the one who does the five mic opening. The Lord and I, we decided to venture out to Dragon Upstairs. We used to go there. They had the Mauna Kea event, the hip-hop Mauna Kea event, benefit. And everybody that's been on the show before has been there. You got, you know, Qualify, shout-out. Shout-out Cedric Clinton was there. Naveed was there, Illmatic. Fire Empress Stone was there in all of her glory.
Yeah.
I love her every time I see her. She's a real positive gal. Jazanne was there. So it was a great event. On the other end, though,
okay,
there was some small kind of hilarity with this, because I was with the Lord, and the Lord was, as we say, a little lit that night. He was having fun. Let's just say the Lord was having fun. He was having good times. So, and if anyone has ever ventured and seen the Lord, you know, with, you know, a couple adult beverages, he gets fun. He's very fun, very animated guy, and about every 10 seconds as we're standing there, and if you know Dragon Upstairs, it's a small venue where they have the stage, and you can pretty much stand right by the stage.
Right.
We're real close, and literally every about 10 seconds or so, he's tapping me on the shoulder. He's like, you see this? Do you see what we're seeing right now? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And then 10 seconds later, he does the same thing again. I'm like, okay, I got it. It's lit. So then we're seeing this show, and then all of a sudden, shout out to the wife of the Lord. She attended as well. And it was like kind of like a weird clockwork situation where we're just there. And then all of a sudden she stands up and she goes, it's time to go. And like, oh, okay. And it was just time to go. And it was the signal. And we just walked out. So we ended up walking out. And then as we're walking out, we're going to the corner. We're going to get in the car. And then we're by the streetlight. He all of a sudden, the Lord looks at me and then he goes, right on my nose. And I'm like, are you hitting on me right now? What are we doing? Okay, like, I don't know what that is, but you did this little thing, and he was very happy guy. And it, I, you know, he didn't touch my nose literally, but he just did a little thing, and you know, a little pop on the nose, like a little pet. So it was animated. It was fun. So the Lord having fun. We were all having fun dragging upstairs. Shout out to that event. It was a great concert event. Great cause. Just don't get too lit at it.
Yeah, sounds like
it's the most times I said lit on this show, I think, ever. I don't even know why I'm saying the
there
word
you
lit
go.
Right
You're getting
now.
Hip with the kids, man.
I'm trying.
You got the lingo, man.
I'm trying, yes, because I was at Chingu with the 21-year-old.
I also heard you stopped by Ala Moana. You're not a big mall guy.
Okay. I kind of forgot I was going to bring this up. Yeah, so I have a – I go to my barber. As you know, I'm guilty for this. I cut my hair every week, okay? You know,
every week?
You know, sue me, okay? I cut my hair every week. I go to a Mojo Barbershop.
You spend $120 a month on your hair?
No, $69. So I go every – it still works. So I go every week and I see my homie Landon. Shout out to Landon. He used to work at Mojo Barbershop on King Street next to Cavett's store, right? So he moved on to Premier Barbershop.
Right, that's where I get my haircut.
Are you there? At Ala Moana?
Only once a month.
Oh, sorry. Okay, how's you? But I'm just, so I didn't know about this place. It's by the new food court, right? I don't go to Ala Moana.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason in 2019 to go to a mall, so I think. So he's telling me he's at the mall. We're going to go to the mall. Okay, yeah, it's fine. Okay, sure, go over there. And then I go in there. It's at 1 o'clock on a Monday. What the fuck is going on over there? Everybody's there.
Yep.
Every single person is there. Yep. The local people are there. The FOBs are there. Everybody. They're all walking around. There's strollers, baby strollers everywhere. Cavett's not going to be there. But everybody is just there, and it's packed, and I don't know what they're all eating lunch there. I don't know if they're employees of all the other stores wandering around for smoke break. I don't know what they're doing. But it was just amazing. It took forever to get a parking.
Right, it's and a clusterfuck, right? But it's summertime. It's still summer, right? So it's peak time, right?
I just want to know, like, I thought malls were a thing of the past or, like, dying out. Apparently not Ala Moana. They're on fire
not in Hawaii.
Right now. It's amazing.
Not in tourist season, man.
Nobody has any bags. Nobody's buying anything. So I don't know what people are doing. On Monday at 1 p.m.
They're looking at the stores what to buy online.
And they're thinking about, yeah, Google Amazon after. I mean, it's just so bizarre. So I just, it took literally about maybe half an hour trying to figure out parking in there until I found out, I don't even know if I should reveal this secret of parking, which some people probably know already, is the basement. Much like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, it's all about the basement. You go into the basement of Ala Moana, the employee parking.
I'm familiar, the dungeon, yes.
Right.
The dungeon parking.
Planning spaces.
Right.
Nah, not too scary.
Really?
Freeze, you're not scared over there. But the parking is good, so not scary for the parking. But it's a good little tip. I don't know why I revealed that. Now it's going to be packed over there, and I'm going to be saying fuck, and then whatever. That sums up my...
So shout out... Yeah, I think shout out Ala Moana.
Shout out Ala's. Why do we do that with Ala Moana? Why do we call it Ala's?
I never called it Ala's.
People say Ala's. Ala's
was
be
balls.
Serious.
It was slang for balls. Like, you got kicked into Ala's.
Okay. Pro City. I'm just saying right now, the town people... Let me say this. The town people say Ala's all the time. You can go Ala's or what? I'm like, it's why? It's Ala Moana, but the people say Ala's. Like, they got to plurify the singular words. Like, you'll drink some waters. You ever heard somebody say
I don't
that?
Know. I'm hanging out with the Howleys, I guess.
Join the club. I'm just saying. Okay, that's all. That's all I got to say about Ala Moana. Okay, sorry. Moving on.
Well, me being stuck in bed for, you know, almost two weeks, watched a lot of TV, watched a show that you just started watching, The Boys, on Amazon Prime.
Yes,
I'm gonna say a bold statement here. I think this is the best show about superheroes ever made. Best TV show about superheroes ever made.
If you can bring up
another TV show that's as good as this.
Well, it's a very fresh take on the whole genre, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I was saying it to people that if you even don't even like superhero movies or TV shows, you'll get into this.
Yeah, it's based on an independent comic book. I read the independent comic book, but then they've kind of taken the concept to another level. But it was developed by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg.
Oh, really?
Yep. So they
finally
kinda,
Seth Rogen does something.
That's
good.
Where the humor is coming in, right? They also developed that show Preacher, which I don't think a lot of people are watching on AMC.
Preacher, really?
Preacher. Remember
I
ain't
got
that
time.
One?
There's too many shows, bro. I don't have time for that shit. But I do have time for The Boys. And it's so far 4 episodes in.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to spoil anything.
Yeah, I finished
excellent
in 2
show.
Days. It's 8 episodes. It's
Freeze knocked
watch.
It out as well, I think, right? So
fantastic, man.
So yeah, so it's but excellent.
For the listeners, no spoilers. It's just basically what if superheroes were real and what if a company basically privatized superheroes' duties as like security.
Right. And we'll leave it at that. And excellent acting, excellent script. It's a fun one.
Yeah.
It's a fun one for being like each episode's an hour. So
I agree. It's each like episode that. is like a movie. It's like cinematic quality.
So if you're not
really,
watching
really
that out there, you know.
Yeah, and then I watched another show that was based on a movie called What We Do in the Shadows. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
So it was a New Zealand movie that was kind of filmed in a documentary style, kind of like The Office, but it basically was about three roommates that are vampires. And so they built a show around it.
Vampires again.
A TV show around it. So it's like The Office with vampires.
What's it called? Why Are You Afraid of the Dark?
What
Do We Do in the Shadows?
What We Do in the Shadows. But I really enjoyed it. It's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
I watched the whole season in a day.
Of course you did.
Obviously, all I'm doing is shitting myself, right? So
you're just shitting on shit at this point.
Nothing I can do, right?
I mean, gosh.
But I think if you're into supernatural stuff, you're into The Office, you're into that kind of comedy, it's really, really good.
How many times, I guess, a day, if you can count statistics here?
What are we talking about?
I don't really know if I should get into this, but at this point, what the hell, might as
we're
well.
We're going to diarrhea talk.
How many times,
segment?
Like, let's say in an hour, with the stomach flu duty, because you're watching all these shows and you're watching this in your bed.
About depending what on you if you're drinking water and you're going about twice an hour.
Wow.
All day.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Hashtag.
We just lost multiple listeners.
No, this is
right
informative.
Now.
As I said last week, we're an informative show, and this is real talk, as they say.
And everyone has their cures. Everyone keeps telling me I got to
eat. Bullshit, right?
Somebody told me I got to eat like kettle potato chips and drink pineapple juice. I don't know.
Who
everyone has
said that? Forget it. Yeah. Those Korean kids that work at Chingu or something.
Everyone has. Right. Everyone had their opinion.
All right. Well.
I finally, you know, I was cooped up in the house for so long. Then I finally got to get out, and I got to see some movies.
All right.
I saw the new Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
But if you're not a Tarantino fan, I don't know if this is going to be for you.
Well, I mean, I am as well. It's just I'm not the avid theater guy as yourself. So I would watch it, but I'd watch it at home.
And it's a commitment because it's like 2 hours and 40 minutes or 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Well, that's easy compared to Avengers. Avengers is like three hours, you know, it's no problem.
But I think personally, I think this is a movie you're going to appreciate. You know why? Because the movie is about the end of the macho era in Hollywood.
When did this take place in the
60s? In the 1969.
Of course it did. Hey, see? You see how it connects?
Hey!
See how we connect the show, everyone, with the 69? Okay, so, I mean, I'll watch it. It's just, I'll wait for it to come on, like, the Netflix.
And then the Leonardo DiCaprio's character is loosely based on Burt Reynolds. And then the Brad Pitt character is based on his stunt double and best friend, Hal Needham.
Okay, and it's, like, 60s-related stuff, so, like...
Yeah, so they tie in a lot of stuff. So it's basically made-up characters, but kind of living in a semi-real environment, right? So he integrates like Bruce Lee in the movie.
Okay, right.
Right. Sharon Tate, who was Roman Polanski's girlfriend, who got killed by
so
Charles Manson.
Murdered,
There's Charles Manson, the Manson family.
So Manson's in there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And supposedly Shannon Lee, the daughter of Bruce Lee, is not happy with the portrayal of her father in the movie because they
really
play Bruce Lee a little bit of a prick in
lawsuits
the movie.
Okay.
But
I didn't know that.
I think it's excellent. I think if you're a Tarantino fan, he's my favorite director of all time.
Okay.
I think you love it.
No, sounds good. Isn't he also doing something else?
He is going, his next movie, he's going to be directing, writing and directing an R-rated Star Trek movie. Yeah. Do you give a damn about this? I think it sounds awesome.
Are you a Star Trek fan?
No, not really. Right. But I like the J.J. Abrams reboot. Do you
it's
even like
too
that
much
one?
Shit. Okay, you got these franchises, man. We only got 24 hours in a day, man. I mean, like, how many franchises we got? You got these people like the Harry Potter. You got these people like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. Star Wars is good enough for me. I ain't got time to watch 20 movies. Fucking 8 of them are with William Shatner, which is great. And Khan, it's
Wrath
great.
Wrath of Khan is great.
Wrath of Khan is excellent.
Ricardo Montalban
for the win.
All the
After
mics.
That, all those guys can get out of here. I don't give a damn about the beta, whatever his name is, some other girl that's like hot, that's supposed to be a robot too. Everybody's a robot. I mean, phasers. I mean, come on.
You want to see Samuel L. Jackson in space?
He's going to be in Star Trek?
I don't know, but wouldn't that be great if he was?
But cast him too. Exactly. You got the Reading Rainbow guys in Star Trek. I mean, I don't see Reading Rainbow guy in Star Trek. I could care less.
Well, I don't know what he's going to do with it, but he's written
script.
He's going
to swear. There's going to be sex in it. There's going to be like a gimp in there probably. And then, you know, those little gerbil things are going to come out. Whatever those things are, you would know what that is.
Yeah. Great.
No, not the mugwarts. What those things, I forget it. Who cares? Okay. No, not Ewoks priest. Sorry.
Well, and then I watched the don't judge me. I watched the Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw.
All right. Ugh. Yeah. Why?
Why? That's a good. That's a great question. Right. Say I'm supporting filming on Kauai. I'm supporting.
Actors.
Yeah. No, there's nothing about it. But you know, it's just. It's just good, dumb fun, and really dumb.
All right.
Emphasis on the dumb.
How dumb was it?
It's.
What's the rating on this?
It's. I give it. It's a 2.5 Mike movie. I mean, come on. Like, I mean, but it's so over the top funny. I think you go watch this movie drunk or high, you're gonna really enjoy it.
All right, great. I'll schedule that. Okay.
But they really rip off like Tango and Cash and Lethal Weapon. They're really trying to.
The buddy cop.
They're trying
buddy
to. Yeah. They
movie.
Totally. So much so that. They go in one scene, there's movie posters behind them of all buddy cop movies.
Oh, hey, oh,
so
Easter
you know
eggs.
That it's like
hey,
direct reference, right?
Wonderful.
But I read an article from the Wall Street Journal that stated both the Rock, no surprise, The Rock, who's 47 years old, and Jason Statham, who's 51.
Hey.
Guys looking pretty good for 51.
Not bad looking Holly guys and old guys.
So
you,
part of their
age badly.
Part of their contracts is that stars can never technically lose a fight in any film. You heard about this?
So how does that work then?
All fights in their contract have to be a win or a tie.
So how do they portray the next scene then? How do they push the movie along if the guy doesn't lose the fight? Doesn't the antagonist need to take out?
Like they'll never like be knocked out or.
Well, not no concussion.
No, never.
Hospital.
No.
Just bruised badly.
Exactly.
A cut. All right.
This was started by this was probably started by Vin Diesel, who had the same contract. He has a specific
one.
Legal, like he goes to his lawyer and there's a specific number of punches he's allowed to take in the Fast and Furious films.
You see, this is why I haven't watched any of these movies. You see, that alone, you telling me, is not going to make much any of these movies. I saw like half of the first one and that's about it.
So you've never watched
Rest
any
peace,
of the
Paul
movies.
Walker.
You're probably better off for it.
I don't want to see a bunch of racers, man. I see racers every day, all day. I see them around like the Go Collar.
Civics.
I went Kalani. I see racers, Civics all the time. I don't
Acuras.
See a movie for 90 minutes. See a bunch of Acuras and Civics running around. What is the point? And the freeway is only going to go so far. So how much racing can you do on this island?
You're just going to go drift.
And then zip. And then you just stop at the light. And then stop at the light. And then swerve. And then do that kind of drift. And then make the green bottle video. And that's all you can do. I mean, shout out green bottle video. If you guys remember that. Sorry. That's real obscure 2000. There's like, Freeze would know that, I think. Freeze, remember the green bottle video? Okay, yeah.
The green bottle days.
I like how you nodded and then you kind of wanted to forget about it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what else we got?
Well, that's my reviews. I mean, pretty much. I mean,
okay.
It's you know I didn't have much from my bed.
From your
right,
ship?
I was half dead. You know what I mean? So.
Well, good that you're now half alive and now you're back and.
We didn't have as entertaining topics as meth gators as the couple weeks.
We missed out on the meth gators.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
But then you. You are back, and August is going to... Let's as we close out then, let's break down the news for the rest of the month then,
yes.
Just to get you accounted here for August 13th. The August 13th show next week is going to be... You ready for this one? The Libby DeFreeze Appreciation Show. Why are we calling it this? Shout out Libby DeFreeze, who's probably sleeping. Reason for this is August 13th marks the fourth year anniversary of Libby showing up on this island. She's been here for 4 years.
Right.
On
crystals
that exact
in
day.
Hand.
Right, she's the most positive gal ever. Crystals everywhere, yoga's everywhere. She's probably doing yoga now or turbo kick or whatever hell kind of shit she does. And she's going to wake up at 4 in the morning, swim with dolphins, and smile. So we're going to recreate that. She's going to be on the show, and she said she's going to sit here again.
Wow.
She has not sat here in a while. And so I had her pick the guests for that show.
And who's the
guest?
So
we got Linsky. She picked Linsky. Go shout out Linsky. He's got all kind of crazy stories. And then Paradigm going to perform. So per Libby's request, Olivia Freeze. Appreciation show.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Every time
huh?
you say
is
that, we got to add the little magic.
It does,
magic
yes. Very on. Arizona, very Sedona. So then we got that. And then August 20th, we got Tasho Pierce.
That's right.
Akira Woo! 8.
Yeah.
Umanaka's, Emers. He's going to, and also noted sake enthusiast.
Yeah, so we're going to do a sake tasting.
We're going to do sake tasting, and I'm going to try and get Tasho to perform. I'm going to try and convince him to perform.
Like, I'm excited.
Do Honolulu. Remember,
you know, I'm a
remember
sake guy
Honolulu?
Myself. So
sake and Honolulu, and then we're also going to have. He's a host of PacWest TV, big sports guy, Wayne Coito. He's going to be here. He's been on Hawaii 5-0 like 69 times. He's always like the crook or like the banker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
We got him. And then we got to shout out the August 31st, Rocky Rivera, DJ Rosa, Next Door Concert, Castle Park performing, because we're helping our good friends at the Hip Hop Time Machine.
That's
they're putting
right.
this on. So that's going to be going on. Tickets are still available on that one. You can get that information. Ube, Hawaii, which I've yet to go to. A lot of ube there. You like the ube, Sky?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a no.
I can take it or leave it.
And really? And then the next night at the September 1st is going to be at the House Supper Club, the former Pearl.
Right, that's
really
right.
Knox. So they're going to have DJ XL going to be there, Tittlebite's going to be there, DJ Don's going to be there, Drama's going to be there, shout out.
Wow.
And then the main room is going to be a Neo Soul Golden Era room.
This sounds like...
Now,
wow.
How's that for like the main room? Like that Soul like 2002, isn't that going to be crazy? That's going to be crazy. And then like all the old people can go home probably by 2, and then they go play their, you know, trap EDM. And then all the... I mean, it's going to go like till 9th or what?
Neo Soul, but that's your pocket. Like, that's your jam, man, right?
You know, we love the Jill Scott, you know?
They love the Music Soul Child.
Music Soul Child for the win.
D'Angelo.
Right? And then we close them off 2 o'clock. Then all the young fuckers show up, and then we just play the boogie. I don't even know if they even call it that. I just threw that out there. But EDM, yeah, the stuff, you know. And then that's going to be it for the rest of the month of August.
So, fantastic. Well, I'll try and stay healthy.
Yeah, please. So let's take a break here because we got a lot of fun stuff. We have a gentleman that wanted to have on this show for quite some time.
Yeah.
Ozna is here, so we're going to take a break and get back to that. Sleep time's over.
Woo!
Sleep Time's Over will be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Hey, all right, we're back. And our first, or for our sit-down guest this week, we got a couple standing up stuff today, but his new album is out, Sky.
That's
Freeze,
right.
I tell you what.
It's an awesome album.
Incredible album. And it's out now everywhere as we speak. And this gentleman is going to be this Saturday night at Next Door. Is going to have an album listening party. He's going to be with a live band. Ooh. Crazy, crazy shit. And we're going to welcome in finally from all the way from Aliumanu. Ozna, where you at?
Woo!
Oh, what was that? Oh, for real.
I got to bring that back.
For real, I tell you. See, Ozna Z just right off the bat. See?
Right off.
Oh, how's you doing? What you been?
What up? Huh?
What you been up to?
Working on albums.
Yes, you're just constantly working. Can I just say that?
Yeah, why not, you know?
Yes, it's great.
Yeah.
You're either DJing out, you're editing, videoing.
Something.
Unreal.
You know why? Everybody's so unreliable.
Amen to
that's
that.
What, you know, so I got to do it all myself. That's
yes.
What I've been waiting for my album cover for like 2 weeks from a certain designer. And after this whole Mauna Kea stuff happened, I was like, no, I just got to drop it already. The momentum's here right now.
Right.
So I did my own album cover, which is horrible. It's just plain. But ever since then, I learned how to like design. So like I'm like planning on doing like my own clothing line just in the past 2 days.
You see?
See, that's what I mean.
See, this is why we have this gentleman on. Holy crap.
Well, it's because I can't rely on people.
If you want it done right.
You want it done right, you got to do it yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Sorry, everyone. Who?
Woo!
Exactly. Let's go right into it, man.
All right.
Woke Moke, what's going on with the album?
Woke Moke. Well, it's actually been my first solo album in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everything prior to that was like Angry Locals group stuff. And that last album came out 6 years ago. So I've been on a big hiatus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because DJ's been like paying the bills.
Indeed. So, let's give us, give the people the schedule, your weekly schedule, because it's pretty
Well, intense. I quit DJing.
Oh, okay.
So I don't really have a set schedule. I'm just hopping around everywhere.
You're just doing like all various
one-off
parties kind of thing.
One-off parties, concerts, weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Okay. So then with the time you had... Finally decided solo album.
Yeah, so I've been like just cooped up in the studio.
Yeah.
And inspiration got to me. Actually, how I did my first albums is I was working at Pizza Hut as a delivery boy, and the way to kill time was to like, I make beats at night, and then I'd play the beats in my car, and then I'd freestyle the whole time I was delivering pizzas.
Right.
And that's how I came up with all my material. So for the longest time, I didn't have like a good sound system in my car until like the last couple years. And then that's what like sparked it up again. Changed. Yeah, because like when you feel the music, I'm like, oh. Then I started rapping again, and then that's where it came up.
Well, excellent album, man. I tell you, like you got Flex, Ali Manu's Story. I mean, I don't know what kind of songs we you guys had favorites of.
Yeah, it's a good mix, man. Time Is Now is a hot jam.
Listen,
yeah.
Hope. And I got a story to tell about the boy that I knew so well.
This beat is. Did you produce this or?
Yeah, the whole album. The whole album.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beats are fantastic too, man.
So you're gonna do the album release party this Saturday, and next door you're gonna have a live band for this.
I always like live band.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
And are you gonna do the whole album?
I think everything except Ali Manu's Story, because it's just 1 5-minute long.
Right.
I don't think anybody wants to sit through that. So yeah, I think almost every song except that one. Okay. Yeah.
And the lyricism of this, that's the thing for people who haven't heard this, which I don't know who that is, because it's like you already went like Hawaii Platinum. Right,
Hawaii here. Platinum was like 1,000.
It's like 1,000.
1,000 sold.
But it's just the
I'm actually at like 5,000 right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like,
right?
This is crazy.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And the wordplay that you have is, and I was talking to Freeze about this the other week, it's just, it's quite frank, it's like a brilliant mind. It's like that movie, right, Freeze? It's like the lyricism and how you put the words together, and the freestyle is amazing too, but everything is either, you know what to play off each beat. You know if it's going to be a political route, it's going to be a battle rhyme route. What got you into just owning in on that through the years?
It was funny. So actually this one guy tweeted me, a total stranger, I don't know who it was, and he was like, I could tell this is 10 years from your last album because I listened to the first 3 songs and you're not rapping about your penis. And I was like,
that
I was like, yeah,
progression.
Right. And that just put like everything in perspective. But I think a main thing was my son is 3 now. So
yeah,
like raising a child,
yeah,
like you start questioning everything. So like down to the most simplest thing is like getting the right toothpaste for him. Then I start finding out, okay, fluoride is not good for you.
Right.
And then diet stuff, like what kind of food do I feed him? Yep. And then like, so you just rearrange your whole thought process because we're all indoctrinated. Yeah.
See, you got the fans are here. The fans are here.
But that's like an example of who I was before. So I used to do this thing called Punani Pervin.
Yes.
Which I just like recorded all the hot chicks in Hawaii doing random.
That's correct.
Crazy stuff. But yeah, the progression.
So the
is,
evolution
yeah,
from that.
Yeah, right. So as soon as I had my son is basically when the wokeness woke up. Yeah.
Unreal. Yeah. So as you're thinking of things, as you're thinking of questioning everything, I love the Facebook rants. You are, I tell you, I think the reigning Facebook rant champion, if anybody that follows this man. Great stuff. Also into the conspiracies.
Yeah, that's what the questioning comes from.
That's exactly.
Right. Yeah. So like in battle rap, you're talking about the same exact thing that everybody's talking about, but you have to find a different angle.
Right.
Same with comedy, right? Stand-up comedy, like we'll take the most generalized topic, but then find a way to preach it in a different perspective.
Yeah.
So that's like the same way as conspiracy theories. To me, I don't have to believe in it, but it's a good way of seeing that topic in a different view.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know you had several theories on, well, you were up in Mauna Kea. You were up there. When were you there?
Last
not too long
week.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? I know it's an open-ended question like that, but yeah, when you got up there, like what was your first feelings going?
Yeah, it's a good way to stay rooted with your culture. Like, I think everything nowadays is a big distraction. So that, in its sense, brought a lot of people together. And, like, even knowing about your culture. Because a lot of people are so distant from, like, what happened with Hawaii.
Right.
Because it wasn't really taught in schools. Hawaiian language is actually banned from schools.
Right.
So now that people are seeing this problem and they're interested, and that's what made everybody like, okay, let me dig into this topic and see what's the real issues here. And now everybody's more educated on it.
That was the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, right.
It's been so many years of just been brushed off to the side.
So like the battle rap I had with Daylight.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And only like last week it really like blew up.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that much people weren't informed about the same topics we were talking about 2 years ago.
And if anybody hasn't seen that, I mean, the emotion that you had in that one, like, what was going through your mind during that? Because that was really fire.
That was so the first two rounds was just typical battle rap. Yeah. And then the third round, I guess the crowd was like egging them on to like, come on, Daylight, rap for real. Because that's what he's known for. So then he started spitting about why are we dissing each other? It should be like, no offense, but the color people versus the white people.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when he took that angle, I was like, all right, let's just roll with this then.
Right.
So let me compare our struggles.
Brilliant.
Right, which is very similar.
Yeah.
And it just, that's how it took off.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's how it took off.
And on the fly, that's the thing. It was just unreal, man. Yeah. Unreal. So speaking of MCs, you posted this thing up on your Facebook.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Top 50 list.
I already know where it's going.
Oh, my God.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the list.
Oh, okay.
So what I was thinking we do is I'm going to bring up the list now.
Oh.
And So rather than we're not going to make our own top 50 list. We're going to be all fucking night. So we're going to go with the bottom 10, and we're going to start with that. Who of these from 40 to 50, we'll name them down for everyone to know.
All right.
Who should be taken out of the bottom 10, or who should be higher? So, right.
Damn.
So let's
be on the list.
Who can we take off the list, or who can be moving up the list? So let's go. Lloyd Banks is number 50. Keep him or abort it.
Just name the top 10 and I'll
you want to go down?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with this one. We go. Lloyd Banks.
Yeah.
We go from the bottom.
Yeah, the bottom.
Busta Rhymes, okay. 50 Cent, Rick Ross, LL Cool J, The Game, Big Pun, 8-Ball, Stack Bundles, Mace, and AZ.
Okay.
40 to 50.
I think 50 is just way too much. Because like I feel like if you make a list, you have to know every single song.
Exactly.
Every catalog before you can compare.
Exactly right.
So in that list, Busta Rhymes is in my top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah, he's probably somewhere in the middle. Mm. Just like off of performance alone. He's like the best performer ever.
Yeah.
Breath control.
If you've never seen him live.
Yeah.
If you've never seen him live.
Yeah.
There's actually one with he's doing with Tribe, and it's just the live, and it's just the most like that whole crowd is like,
oh yeah. One of the greatest. Yeah. He's always had the energy from when he was a kid.
Exactly, yeah. Everybody else I don't care about. They can...
Okay, Lloyd Banks, get out of here. 50 Cent, get out of here. Rick Ross.
Yeah, like when I'm talking about these guys, they won't make my top 10. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I couldn't do a top 50 list. That's way too much.
It's too much. And like you said, you got to know everybody's body of work. And who can really honestly say? Okay, so let's go.
The rumor is who made this list?
I don't know. But obviously it's a New York guy.
Well,
like he's got three
he's got
West
Joe
Coast
Budden
guys in there.
Three.
Well,
Joe Budden's in my top five. No lie.
Well, you got Joe Budden at number three. Yeah. So the bold rumor was this Joe Budden making the list because it's at number three? But we don't have the confirmed.
The rumor is DJ Academics of Complex.
Academics made this.
That's the rumor.
Don't they hate each other or something?
Wasn't that the thing?
Yeah. I think that's more for show. But
yeah.
And strangely, no Kanye in this list.
No Kanye. No KRS-One.
No KRS-One on this list. Yeah.
No Guru.
Right. So let's go with...
Mm.
Okay, let's go to the top 10 here.
No Trick Daddy.
10 to 1. We got Kendrick, Ghostface, Biggie, Jadakiss, Fabulous, Black Thought, Styles P, Joe Budden, Nas, Jay-Z number 1.
Yeah, I think Jay-Z's number 1.
Jay-Z, you going number 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually was about to post this on Facebook. I actually took a list of all the other rappers that put Jay-Z in their top five, and it's like 20 rappers.
Right.
Yeah. That like
he's a rapper's rapper too.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we're looking at that and the whole body of work, the business side of it too. We gotta look at.
I was about to tell you who my top five is.
Let's go with it. Yeah.
Okay. So Jay-Z number one.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. I was born in '85, so from '96. You got Reasonable Doubt, then you got the volume 1, 2, 3, 97, 98, 99, then you got Dynasty on 2000, then you got Blueprint 2001, Blueprint 2, 2002, right. And then Black Album 2003.
Yep. No one's right. had a run like him.
So basically, from elementary, intermediate, and high, the year I graduated high school, I had a Jay-Z album to listen to every single summer.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
that's it.
Right. Your favorite is going to be the guy you follow, with, right?
Right.
Right. So that alone, and then the consistency, the it's just.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. 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 So he'd be number one.
Number one.
Number two, I'm basing my top five on who influences me as a rapper.
Exactly, that's what it should be.
Right.
Yeah.
So Eminem, as far as if I see my career path, it'd be similar to how Eminem is, like, as far as he can do stupid songs like Real Slim Shady and Without Me, like real corny
with
songs.
Kitty
I could be doing those kind of songs and everybody would accept it. Right. They're like, oh yeah, he's being stupid right now. But then he also can do songs like The Way I Am and Stan and more conscious stuff. And then he can do more angry shit like, bitch, I'm going to kill you.
Right.
Right. So like
he's got every different.
He's
route.
Got. Yeah. So that's how I see my rap is like I can do a little bit of everything and still be accepted. And then.
Nice. That was number. Was it number
Yeah.
Number three.
Two.
M is
honestly,
two, right? Nope. He's at J1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
M J1, two.
Yeah, honestly, Joe Budden is my number three.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, I didn't really start rapping. Well, I didn't even get into music until about 2003, 2004.
Okay.
And then I didn't really start rapping till like 2006. So in that time, all my rappers, friends who came to my studio to record. Mood Music, if you guys don't know
the
mixtape.
Mood Music series, the mixtape series.
That's what I. That's my first initial thing to Joe Budden.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was listening to like mainstream rappers, and he was like the one guy was just spinning like 7 minutes straight, and that was like unheard of. Everybody had like 16 bars.
And he's a battle rapper.
And he was a battle rapper, exactly. Yep. So like. His way he structured songs, and he had like a lot of punchlines, so that's what drew me in already. Because everybody else is like telling stories or whatever.
It's more than Pump It Up.
Right.
But he's a guy. He's a rare guy that had more of a prolific mixtape career than an actual studio album.
So if you're
that
going
was the era.
The mixtape era, and that's what I when I was coming up. That's all I wanted to make was mixtape stuff. And then also he went really hard on his baby mama. Mm-hmm. And then I had baby mama problems too. So like I felt
relatable,
like this is the only dude that I know is like rapping fucking hard. And there was so much quotables in that time that I was like, you know, text my baby, you hear what Joe Budden said? That's he's talking about us right now. so that's why he'd be my like number three. Number four is probably controversial too, but
here we go.
Since you know when I started from that 2000 era, Kanye West.
Yep.
Yeah. Him too, as far as diversity. Because if you look at the first album, just sped up soul samples. Second album, he gets John Bryan to play keyboards over
adding
those soul
so much
samples.
Musicality.
Right.
Yeah.
Every album is different.
Every album's different, and that's what I like. Like, I actually have four albums right now sitting. But I just gotta stretch them out.
Right.
And each album is like a different vibe to it. So that's and then replay value for me. Like I can play Kanye songs. I don't think he's the best rapper, but his songs.
No, as an artist,
overall,
as a complete
artist. It's a cinematic.
Right. A lot of people like is like a hip hop ego thing. So if you strip away hip hop and you just talk about music. So, like, a lot of people are like, oh, he got ghostwriters or whatever, and that just kind of, like, dings some marks out of you. But, like, what if we did a top 50 singers list? Are you going to ding all the singers from all the people that wrote their songs?
That's a good point.
Right? Yeah. Or are you just basing it on the skill that how good they can sing? So that's how I see rap. And music, too, is not all about lyricism. Music, in general, is about connection.
Yep.
How can you connect with people? And how
it's entertainment too.
It's entertainment. Yeah. So Kanye would be a number four.
Nice.
Number five is like a toss up between like a bunch of rappers. So
because the number five always gets kicked out.
Right.
And goes
it's always
back.
The nomination
like,
one.
Who am I feeling today? But I would put like
you said, Busta Rhymes would be
like
10.
Biggie, Busta, Wayne.
Okay.
Even because like mixtapes.
Yeah,
I like mixtape stuff.
Mixtape,
I like mixed up stuff. One of those, probably three.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got a good, you have a lot of different influences on the album. You can tell, you know, you're East Coast fan, West Coast fan, down south.
That's the beauty about
the musicality of your album is all over the place, right?
Exactly. It's about being from Hawaii because that's what we all grew up on.
We don't have a direct sound.
We're the no coast, right? Like we're the all coast.
It's amazing how you went from like Ali Manu Story is basically a boom bap sounding track,
right?
But political and very. The lyricism for that is like it's like a story driven kind of situation.
Yeah, and I would get that my inspiration would be from like a Joe Budden.
Right.
Like he has a song called like Three Sides to a Story, which he's telling.
It's his Rashomon kind of
right.
Deal, right?
It's so I'm
three
like
perspectives.
I wanted to definitely when I put together the album, I was like looking at certain songs I was missing.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to make sure I covered those bases. So Ali Manu's story was one of those, like, okay, let me just get my storytelling out.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a great one. And then you go
got
from
like,
that.
Yeah, you got Time Is Now, which is like a MOP kind of like, it's like,
yeah.
Bang,
you flip it like that. And then Flex is like a current sounding, like any kind of track.
Yeah. This track right here. It's a banger.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a Kanye sounding, East Coast sounding, Diplomat sounding kind of track.
Yeah. He
goes all different angles. So,
yeah.
I wanted Brilliant to talk stuff, some man. Shit, right? And then, like, I was trying to get Chris Styles on my album. I sent him like three different beats and he just like blew me off. Like, yeah, I'll come on. But then I finally got him in on this one. And he's actually the only rap verse on my album. That's it, just Chris Styles.
Got it.
It's dope, man. And then you got like Checkmate where you're just like, it's just bars, just that, straight bars.
So yeah, that was like the last song I added to the album because I felt like I don't have a song where I can double time rap and then like I got to showcase that skill set too. Hey.
We're playing this one?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
There we go.
And I can see the Eminem influence here. That,
right.
And you got the Eminem.
Forgot about Dre-ish kind of popping. Exactly. Yeah. And when you really get in the pocket in the song, I was just like, you making that. I was making that face in the car, you know?
How do you make that face, guy? Make that face?
It's the stomach flu. It's the stomach flu face.
You can see the stomach flu face. You can only see this.
The flu face.
Nah, you don't want to see it. But that's the thing. It's just every track is just a different. It's entertainment. That's what we talk about on the show about hip hop. There's an entertainment factor that needs to be there along with lyricism, along with
mix
making a point. You gotta mix it up.
Consciousness, like mix everything. Yeah.
Right. So, I know I was gonna bring up this thing before we got on. I mentioned to you like if you could do a Mount Rushmore of Hawaii rappers, and then you brought a big point. You made a big great point on why you didn't feel. You remember this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I can pull them up. Okay.
Well, if you look at
it was
Mount,
great.
What is Mount Rushmore, right? It's
right.
like four
in
presidents
stone.
Out of how much? What are we at? 50?
Right.
So the best four presidents out of.
Right.
And like, why are those four presidents up there, right? You got the founding forefather. You got you got Jefferson who wrote the Declaration of Independence. And you got Abraham who abolished slavery. And you got Theodore Roosevelt who pretty much. National parks and monopoly, big businesses.
Yeah.
So those four guys revolutionized what America is today. I don't think there's four rappers in Hawaii that revolutionize hip hop in Hawaii like that. Like everybody to me is like on the same level or maybe just a little bit above each other with accolades. But nobody's like at that point where like you look at that person and he's like, that's
everybody's still hustling.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's still got to get to that point.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. And nobody's been on Rushmore for like the last president is Roosevelt, and that's like 100 years ago.
Exactly. They ain't carving away at anybody else.
Yeah.
So, right.
Right. So,
what do you think is the next step? I mean, this is a topic that's been always brought up. Like, the next step for Hawaii hip hop to grow to the next thing is it for just somebody finally to blow up? How? Because with social media being so strong, how does that work now? What would be the next angle, you think?
Well, okay, in general, if you look at every single region that's been successful, it's because they had a collaborative sound, right? If I bring up Hyphy,
they
all have the same
sound.
Slappers,
right?
If I bring up Atlanta music, it's all the same. If I bring up East Coast, West Coast, Texas.
A unified sound. Yeah.
Right.
What is the Hawaii sound?
What is the Hawaii sound?
Yeah.
We don't have one. So we have to establish that first. And then it's all about getting collaborative effort with other artists jumping on that sound.
Right. What's your take on that? Is collaboration strong, getting stronger in 2019, or does that still need a whole? I mean, that's a whole big question in itself. But
so I'm old school, where I like to get in the studio with artists and make the beat from scratch and write the song and record it all in one session.
Yeah.
Right now, everybody's into this. I like to call it like long distance relationships, where like I send you the beat in email, you go write it, and then we come. It's like it doesn't work. Like,
yeah,
it's like me. Like, you send me your tits, I'll send you my dick. We get our nut off, right? But if we're really trying to make a baby, then we gotta come together.
It's gotta come together.
And actually,
something gotta go inside something.
We gotta.
Exactly.
So
that's what you see a lot of. Then just a lot of guys are just not wanting to do the in-person shit.
Yeah, and I get it. We all got jobs. We don't got time for this. But that's why my album doesn't really have features. And those features I do have it is because, well, only I think there's 4K and Wello.
It's more hooks.
And that was just because they were in the studio at the time I was recording, and I was like, I don't want to do the hook. You do the hook.
Yeah.
Jump on that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But we definitely need more of of that.
That's what it seems to boil down to. And a lot more events, it seems to be popping up lately. But what do you see as far as the crowd at these concerts? I mean, do you see the crowd itself, the fan base growing?
As far as like Hawaii hip hop?
Yeah.
I haven't been to one in like 7 years, I think. Because I've been DJing every single weekend. My DJ schedule is like literally I'm the first person there and the last person out.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I never get to go out. So... But when I did, it was, you know, it's the same people, same circle, it's small, and I understand why.
Yep.
You know, it's not appealing to a mass audience, and it's not marketed to a mass audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a part of the thing. Sky, any other questions?
No, man, I love the album. I'm going to try to go see the show on Saturday.
Yeah, come through.
Right. You down? You down, old man?
Set,
they don't got five.
10 o'clock.
It's free. Well, I'm going on at 12.
Oh shit.
Oh man, I don't know.
You see, Ozan. Okay. Well, no. You know what? Let's. What the hell?
What?
What the hell? Might as well.
Sacrifices right now.
We're gonna try. We're gonna take coffee. Okay. Do what we gotta do. No dose. Whatever.
Take a nap.
The hell.
Take a nap before.
Nap.
There you go.
For real.
I know the sleep time is over, but you know sometimes.
Oh, hey, bump. And then shout out to your dad. How's he doing?
That's funny, right?
You're here, factoid. My Ozan's dad was my boss back in the day in the fitness industry.
Yeah.
And Stingray Classic still going on?
Stingray Classic, I think, is on like 10 years.
We'll talk to Cozy about that. I think he should enter the Stingray Classic.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to him. Anything else coming up after the listening party?
No, not. Just back in the studio trying to finish up my albums.
Okay.
Yeah, different vibes. So I got like a full on club.
Yeah.
One, obviously, so I can play in the club, and then an R&B type of, and then an Angry Locals.
Nice. Yes.
One.
Good.
Yeah.
And touring in the future, you think? After all this?
Nah, I hate touring. I did that for like 3 years. It's a boring life. It's not boring. It's just like I got out of my system.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I gotta raise my son.
Right.
Right. So
different priorities now.
Yeah, different priorities.
Yeah.
And touring takes a toll. Like if I was on like the biggest tour I was on was the Justin Timberlake tour.
Yeah.
So it was like, you get off the show at like 2 o'clock, and then you wake up at 7, and you drive for like 8 hours, and then you do sound check, then you take a nap, and then back to the show. And that's like almost every day, every other day.
Yeah,
like 100 to 200 shows.
No need.
Within like three months or whatever, right? Yeah, like, just it's just too crazy.
And here I am bitching about going 10 o'clock at next door.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right.
It's one of those things like. Is the money worth it?
Yeah.
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 And it's good fun. It's a good experience. And you get to travel. So, but like I said, I got out of my system. So.
Well, speaking of good fun, it's been a long time coming to have you on the show, man.
Yeah.
So great times.
How long
has
this show been going on?
We've been going on for 3 years.
3 years.
Strangely. 1 year here, though. So it doesn't feel like 3 years. But we just.
I like the spot, too.
We just said, yeah, thank you. We hope to have you on. You know what?
Where is this?
Right, you didn't really ask where. That. The Lord knows about that. The Lord knows the exact name of that behind us there. But NBA is coming up soon. We'd like to. Yeah, I know that's a whole other hour. But if you don't mind being for the NBA preview show, we got that coming up October.
If you're down, I'm always down for that.
If you're down, yeah, it's usually me and Compose, so you can talk to that fool.
Ooh,
so, yeah.
I like it even more. I'm there now.
Yes. We've done it 2 years in a row, so he'll be back, and then, yeah, we'll get you.
You only bringing him here now because the Lakers got some chance, huh?
I don't want to bring him here at all.
He's going to come in here with bragging rights.
Then we put him in his place.
There you go. We can
do that. I'm not going
to
tell him.
I like that. I like that. Okay, I like that.
We'll do that. Compose not listening. Yeah. Everyone, DJ Ozna, formerly DJ Ozna, Oznizzle.
Yes.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you
for coming on. Take a break. Sleep time's over.
This that championship shit. Welcome to the winner's circle. Oh, we celebrating tonight. You heard?
12 years, blood, sweat, and tears. Need everything you owe me, every chain. Diamonds flood the rain, every damn trophy. We ain't new to this, so why they act like they don't know me? Right here, nothing to fear. Got the crown and the glory.
Grab your chest, then put it up. Make that bitch, then put it up. Who got next, then suit it up. Nah, this shit ain't new to us. This that championship cannabis hit. Getting smoked like a
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
All right, we're back. It's time for John Cozy, everyone. He is here. Yo. Shout out John Cozy.
Hello. What up?
And of course, I know what you're all thinking out there. Oh, this guy Tikia. So we're Freeze and I. We had a bet if he was going to wear the tank top or not. You did. How many times a week are you working out here?
Four out of 7 days a week.
Freeze?
4 days a week. Okay. That's it.
That's great.
Small game.
Shout out fitness. All right. John, how's it been, man? What's the latest?
Wait, what's up?
What's the latest with you? What's going on?
The latest with me.
All kind of stuff. Projects galore here. What do you got?
Yeah, I got some music coming up. My next project's dropping with Quali, who you've had on the show. Shout out to Quali. That's dropping in the end of September. Yeah. We're in the middle of recording that right now, and it should be dope.
That's the one that you posted, right?
Yeah, the Instagram one I posted, and that's then a unfortunately, hot
track. Okay.
So
qualify. Right. He did text me earlier this evening. He's all pissed off. He said, "Hurry up!" So we got to do this track. He said, "So that's live from Qualify." Text me.
Right.
So what else you got in store?
Well, I got a solo album that's supposed to be dropping in October around Halloween time because I love Halloween. It's one of my favorite holidays.
We got to have you on the Halloween show.
Yo, let me know, dog.
It's going to get even darker in here, and then we're going to get, Night Marchers galore. Okay, so we also got to shout you out because you also directed Qualified's video, LeVar Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which you were a part of.
It featured myself and Libby DeFreeze.
Yeah.
And that was a hoot. And what you think of our performance in that
video? Well, when Quali told me that you were going to be in the video, he told me that you could dunk. Like you had some hops? Yeah, you told me you could dunk. So I was kind of stoked to witness that. And I don't know if y'all seen the video.
Yeah, shout out that video. I mean, I can jump high, but I never I can touch rim, I think. But no, I can't.
I think you touched the rim.
I touched rim. Like, but you know, I was in a suit. You know, I was in jeans here. You know, give me the mesh. Then we can. But so I play a sports caster. Libby is playing what was she? She was a reporter.
Like the sideline reporter.
Sideline reporter, right.
For the game. Like the premise was like they were having a basketball game and then
it was like a one-on-one game, right.
Host and maybe was the reporter.
It was fun stuff, yes. So you do directing of videos as well. You do what other stuff that you get into besides?
Making beats. I've been doing that a lot, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Great stuff on that. Also photography.
Just all in bunch one. Of stuff, man. Yeah. Just trying to stay busy, you know.
See, this is the theme for our show. We got to get people who stay busy. You see, Ozna, Cozy. And what's the track you're going to be performing tonight?
This track is an untitled track that's going to be on my album coming out in October. I know I said it was a Halloween theme, but this song's a love song, which I don't usually perform live. So I just thought I'd do a little something more chill.
There you have it.
More different. Yeah.
All right, everyone, Freeze, you ready? Let's go at it once again. John Cozy.
I'm feeling higher than I've ever been. She says I'm sick in the head, but she's my medicine. Nah, She give me fever and I'm burning like kerosene. I find it embarrassing. I'm trying to keep it G, you feel me? My masculinity failing, and her presence is the only thing that's keeping me breathing. And I only see her beneath the sea of my emotions that I'm drowning in. I'm floundering in silent signs is pointing to her. Fire sigils burn violent in the nighttime sky. That is my dreams, it's so elusive when I open my eyes. I'm on a holder, but I'm slipping. I'm too focused on what's missing. Always filling in the blank. She got me tripping. Always wondering why I end up feeling this way. It's so debilitating. Feels like I'm sick in the bed. Need help with respiration. Hearts and hesitations plague the state of my existence. When I'm faced with this amazing shape that takes me to a higher state.
You got me floating on the cloud. And I'm never coming down. You got me floating on the cloud. And I'm never coming down. You got me floating on a cloud. And I'm never coming down. You got me floating on a cloud. And I'm never coming down.
Is she just a figment on my mind, designed by time and space, denied by grace, and I falling ever deep into the aether? I still see her, blinded by her light defining face. She says I'm lost, but I know exactly where to find my place. Is it reciprocated? Is it unrequited? Is it being bound by fate? I pulled the fool's card, she's flipping it. Rules card, I'm ripping it. Heart is on my sleeve, but I can't help but hide my face. What is the shame of feeling creeping over? Knees and weak and queasy, seeing tunnel vision. Been a week of sober, never lonely for a long time. Written songs with a hope it'll manifest. Conjured notes on a passing page. On a rope with a plastic pen. And I know nothing happens with no action. Love is so complex, it's so nonsense. And it blows how the wind go. Wondering what's next, I don't know. You got me floating on a cloud. And I'm never coming down. You got me floating on a cloud. And I'm never coming down. You got me floating on a cloud. And I'm never coming down. You got me floating on a cloud. And I'm never coming down.
Thank you very much.
Nice one, nice one. John Cozy, everyone. And that's going to do it for tonight. So let's go shout out DJ Freeze, the musical director. Shout out Sky Cameron. Shout out the Lord, as always. Sakai and Company. We have the cupcakes. There's three different flavors. I don't know, but can someone tell me the flavors? No? Okay. Shout out Key Lime, really? Marble Tiramisu, yes. Shout out Jay Nads, who's here with the IG stories. Shout out John Cozy. Shout out Ozna. Shout out Kyle Rudner. Kohana Rum, right? Sleep Time's Over. We're out. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.